BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I thought Alice seemed good on Sunday. More like herself again.
That's good.
Yeah. I think it's been a rough few months for her with all of this going on. I mean, it has been for all of us.
I won't argue with that, love.
But hopefully she can move on now. Put all this stuff with Harry behind her. It's just a shame, isn't it?
What?
I think she really liked him.
But anyone can see it'd be a total disaster, a pair of them together.
Oh, totally. But she knows that, I think. And she's come too far to risk it all now.
Yeah. Ah, here he is. Ambridge's answer to Ben Stoke. Hey, how was the Thai green curry, Henry?
Actually okay.
More than okay. It was delicious.
Delicious. So, you didn't need to dial in a pizza?
Oh, we certainly did not.
Sounds like a success, then.
Oh, hi, Fallon.
Hiya.
I didn't realise you were coming.
Henry, a bit rude.
It's okay, Helen. I heard you needed a wicket keeper.
Okay.
Don't worry, she's not that bad.
Ow!
Bye then, Mum.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not staying. I'm under strict instructions to leave before any cricket is played. But I just wanted to say thank you for doing this.
It's no problem. Now go.
All right. I'll be back later to pick you up, Henry, OK? Have fun!
Don't worry, we'll look after him. OK, Henry, you're going to start off batting. So, step this way and I'll show you where you're standing and which way up the bat goes, that sort of thing.
I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, I know, I'm only joking. Come on.
I know, I'm sorry. It's not very nice, is it? Just hold still so I can have a feel, see what's going on.
Well, what do you think, Alistair? Is it broken?
There we are. Sorry, Ed, yeah. Afraid it is. She's 10/10 lame, can't put weight on the leg. See here? Feels like a complete fracture of the radius.
Oh, no.
It's horrible, but...
Is there nothing you can do? I know most people wouldn't think it's worth it for one lamb, but we've lost so many this year.
Well, I suppose I could put a cast on her.
Yeah.
She won't enjoy it, but once it's on, she'll be fine.
How much?
For a synthetic plaster cast, about 150, I reckon.
150 quid?
Yeah, no, it's not cheap. That's why most farmers don't bother.
No, it's all right, let's do it.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. So, if we take her over to the shed, I can do it now. I think I've got everything we need in my bag. Can you carry her for me?
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Alistair. Off we go, then. Come on, little one.
So, how did you enjoy the match on Sunday? I must say, you did well.
Well, to be honest with you, I was just trying to keep my head down and not mess anything up.
Well, you did a lot more than that. No, honestly, I thought you were a great addition to the team. Play more often. Although, I'll warn you, we don't always do so well. It really was a fantastic result, wasn't it?
It was a double win for you, wasn't it?
Sorry?
I saw you chatting up the captain of Little Croxley after the game.
I was not.
I didn't realise when you backed her up with the umpire that it was a move. Very smooth.
It was no such thing. She didn't hit it. The angle I was at, I had a much better view than Harrison.
Well, it looked like she hit it from where I was standing.
Oh, you're very knowledgeable about cricket all of a sudden.
I'm just saying what I saw.
Well, as an experienced cricketer, let me tell you that it can often appear to a slip fielder that the ball has clipped the bat, when in fact it has not. As the bowler, I could see clearly that the ball hit her pad, not her bat. I was just being honest.
All right. But even so, you were seen having a drink together in the pavilion after the match.
Why?
Everyone?
We weren't having a drink together. I had a drink in my hand. Laura came over to say thanks, that's
all. Laura, is it?
Yes, that's her name.
So you swapped names then, did you?
Yes, we did.
The question is, did you get as far as swapping numbers?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Oh, you did.
I didn't say that.
But you didn't say that you didn't.
No, but...
So did you or didn't you?
Look, do you want a cast on this lamb or not?
Yes, please.
Shall we then?
Wowza! Whoa! Watch it, mate. That nearly took my head off.
Sorry.
Admit it. You just want to see me duck like you did, don't you?
I only ducked once.
Ignore him, Henry.
I'm only joking. You did very well, batting.
I even hit one of them.
Ah, you did. It was a good shot, that.
Apart from you caught it.
Well, yeah, apart from that, but...
So do you think I'm ready for this youth team, if you start one?
Then? Well, yeah, a bit more practice, maybe, yeah. I reckon we can get there, certainly. We just need to work on your line and your length and your catching.
So, basically everything?
No, not everything. All right, yeah, everything. But that's to be expected, isn't it? You're just starting out.
Yeah, it's your first try, Henry. You're doing really well.
It's all right. I know I'm rubbish.
Hey, no, not at all.
I don't mind. I've had fun. I just think maybe cricket isn't my game after all.
How's it going? You had a good time?
Yeah.
He's been great.
Oh, we've not stopped laughing, have we, lad?
Oh, well, good. Are you ready to go then, Henry? I've left Joy looking after Jack, so...
Can I just try bowl one good ball at Harrison first?
Yeah, all right then.
Oh, hey up, you better give Joy a ring, Ellen. Tell her to settle in for the night, we could be here for some time.
Oi, gee.
Jokes. Okay, here we go. Go on then, lad, I'm ready.
Oh. Sorry!
At the risk of repeating myself, you're aiming for these three bits of wood here, lad, yeah?
I did! There's something wrong with this ball.
Oh, look at them.
Henry's been great, you know. His banter is next level. He certainly kept Harrison on his toes there.
Really? He hasn't been cheeky, though, has he?
Oh, Ellen, he's been lovely. Oh. He is lovely. We really enjoyed ourselves.
Good.
Hey, watch out! I need that leg for, you know, walking around and stuff. Oh, sorry.
Harrison's so good with him, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's a big kid himself, that's why.
That's it, though. It's just so good for Henry to be around a man who doesn't take himself too seriously. Mm. Someone who can show him that it's the joining in, the taking part, the having a good time that counts. You know, you've got a good one there.
Oh, it's all right, I suppose.
You'll be on the England cricket team by the end of the week, lad. Fantastic work.
I swear that cat has got it in for me.
Do you think there's a chance you're being oversensitive? Just the tiniest bit.
No, I don't. I'm being serious. Next time he comes in, you watch. He's always sweetness and light with everyone else, and then as soon as I step up, he's snarling and spitting. He'd give Hilda a run for her money.
Yes, because he knows you're the nasty vet who's going to inject him.
No, he's different from other animals. He is. It's not fear, it's pure loathing.
I think you should talk to him about it.
Oh, you do, do you?
I do. Next time he comes in, sit him down and say, look, Fury, I think maybe we got off on the wrong foot. I'd really like it if we could start again.
I'm not listening.
Oh, good, you're still here.
Yes, just about.
I just wanted to drop off your coat, Alistair. You left it in our shed.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I was passing, so I thought I might as well drop it in.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Very good of you.
No worries.
Oh, I think I left my phone in the treatment room. I'm just going to nip and get it.
Yeah, I also wanted to apologise.
What for?
Well, winding you up earlier.
Oh, no, you were fine.
I felt bad after you'd left. It was a bit immature of me.
No.
Because when you think about it, there's nothing funny about it, is there? Two people like the look of each other. They have a drink and a chat, maybe exchange numbers. It's nice. It's lovely. Good for you. I hope it works out.
Honestly, there's nothing to work out.
Sure. Yeah, early days.
No, I just mean it was nothing.
All right, yeah, whatever you say.
What's this?
Oh, nothing. He's just apologising for a bit of banter, I suppose you'd say, but really, there's no need.
No, I was winding him up about fancying the captain of Little Croxley.
Oh.
What was her name again?
Laura. And I don't fancy her.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I'm doing it again. Don't know what's wrong with me. But for what it's worth, I think you should call her. Well, if you like her, you should. What I'm saying is, don't let embarrassment get in the way.
I'm really not.
She seemed nice, and she obviously liked you, so why not just ask her out, see where it goes. Don't you reckon, Denise?
Sorry, what?
Don't you think Alistair should ask this Laura out for a drink?
Well, yeah. If he wants to. He should.
But I don't want to.
All right. You do what you want. I'm just saying, you're single. I reckon that she's single too. You both like cricket. It's not like you're asking her to marry you, is it?
What?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not. I'm not looking at you like anything. I'm just glad you had fun.
Even if I was useless.
No, not useless.
Mum, at one point, I threw the bat at the ball.
What do you mean you threw the bat at the ball?
Harrison bowled at me. I just panicked. I was trying to hit the ball, but instead I let go of the bat.
Sounds quite impressive.
It was the opposite of impressive. Respect to Harrison and the others, cricket is actually a lot harder than it looks.
Well, it can only get easier, can't it?
Maybe. I don't know. I had fun playing with Harrison and Fallon, but the idea of a proper match...
Well, you don't have to decide now. You can see how you feel, can't you, when the opportunity arises?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a thing.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be a thing. You can play cricket or not play cricket.
All right, Mum. I get it.
No, I just mean that's the point, isn't it? You don't have to define yourself or put yourself in a box. You can do anything you want. You have nothing to prove to anyone.
What's for tea?
Shepherd's pie.
Brilliant. I'm starving.
Good.
You in the car today? Or do you want a lift?
No, I've got the car.
Great.
Okay, then. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you will. Bright and early.
Bye, Alistair.
Yeah, bye. Denise?
Yes?
I just wanted to... What Ed said earlier about Laura, you know? The little Croxley cricket captain?
What about her?
I don't want you to think there's something I'm not telling you. We chatted briefly at the cricket on Sunday before you arrived. She offered to buy me a drink because I'd been honest with the umpire about her not being out, and she gave me her number. That's all.
You don't need to explain.
No, I want to.
Okay, so are you going to call her?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Do you think I should?
I think you should do whatever you want to do.
What does that mean?
It means it's not up to me.
Well, no, but...
But what?
I know it's difficult, and I don't want you to think I'm not giving you time.
It is difficult, Alistair. Things are really difficult right now, and I know they aren't easy for you either. If you want to call her, call her. It's completely up to you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, it is. It's up to me.